We're learning Masech Nizvei, Daf Tav Zayin and Beis. We'll start a little bit from Daf Tav Zayin and Aleph, where the sugya goes to the lachas of Erev Tevshilin. The Gemara starts with two lashonos of Abaye, and both lashonos of Abaye said, Lashono l'tavshil, avol pas loy. You need dafka tavshil for Erev Tevshilin, something cooked but not bread. And the first lashon held that you could be ma'arev with daisa, with a cereal made of wheat. And what's the difference between a cereal made of wheat and bread? The Gemara says neither of them are malafes, but it must be because you need something which is loy shchicha. Daisa is loy shchicha, pasa shchicha. And the second lashon said the same lashon of loy shanu al latavshul pas loy, but according to the second lashon, you cannot be ma'arev b'daisa because it's not malafes, and pas is also not malafes. Malafes means it's not an accompaniment to bread. So Rashi says, what's wrong with the pas is loy malafes? Rashi says, hilch loy mucha milsa, shay b'chol yayim yesh lechem, which is interesting, because that's really the same svara of shchicha that we said before. It sounds like the ik of art is that it has to be mucha milsa, can't be b'chol yayim, but we're going to say anything which is not malafes is called shchicha, even though the Gemara said daisa was loy shchicha. Anyway, the Magen Avraham Hilchos Rabba say from Rashi, it's mashmi, you need something which is not eaten every day. If it's a food that's eaten every day, you can't use it. And the Mishnah Berurah says he didn't bring down this Magen Avraham Hilchos Rabba because he held, the Gemara says, and Shulchan Aruch says you could use lentils, and lentils eaten every day. He understood the Magen Avraham Hilchos Rabba to mean that something which is mamish, a daily occurrence, is not a special food for special occasions. It's eaten very, it's ordinary food, eaten on ordinary days. So that's called b'chol yayim. So he says, but adoshim are that way. Lentils are not a special food. And then Nishim Sadam talks about it. He says, the Rambam says you could use eggs, even though eggs are certainly eaten every day. So if I say from there, that anything which is malafis, that's called, it's not b'chol yayim, because I says the real standard meal is without any lifton. And that's like a b'chol yayim. That's like standard. Anytime it's already a lifton, even if the lifton's a very common lifton, that's already not called necessarily b'chol yayim. Kuvim magavam me'arba don't mean anything more than that. They mean b'chol yayim mamish. Balak abanim, the paiskim don't bring this halacha b'chol magavam me'arba bring it, but the mishabura doesn't bring it. Anything which is malafis is considered to be mucha milsa. Now the Gemara goes on, it says, adoshim shibashulik deir samuk shuret rishil, and you have lentils that you cooked in a pot, and there were some little lentils left over in the pot. You can use them for an Erev Tevshilin. And the same thing with Shamnunis Lagam Bisagin. Goyrev is Semachim Shem Erev Tevshilin. That you have some grease that's left on a knife. You could scrape it off and use it for Erev Tevshilin. The Rashi says the Chiddush is, you don't say Lecha Shivi Ubatli. Now the Mordechai says, you have to be Masnam Erev Yantif and say, in case I forget to make an Erev Tevshilin, I want to be Seimich on this Tavshul Lusham Nunis. And he says that even Reb Chi is telling you a Chiddush, even though the Mishnah says, Oysa Tavshul, you should make a Tavshul. But that's Lechatchila. But the event, in case you forgot to make a Tavshul, and you said that this should be the Erev Tevshilin, in case I forget to make a Tavshul, so it works. And the Beis Yosef says, he doesn't see in the Gemara that it's with the event. The Gemara says he could use it. Where do you see it's with the event? As vice versa, the Mordechai understood Seimich means that this is not a real Erev Tevshilin. But if you forget to make a real Erev Tevshilin, you can be Seimich on the Adoshim and the Shamnunis. And the Beis Yosef says, where do you see that? This is an Erev Tevshilin. The Gemara says you could use it as an Erev Tevshilin. So the Marshal says, the way the Mordechai saw it, because it says Seimchin. You can rely on it. What do you mean Seimchin? You should say, Ma'arvin Behen. You could use it in Erev. Seimchen means you can rely on the Evid. Otherwise, let it say, Ma'arvin Behen. So the Bach says, I don't understand the Taina so stark. The Mishnah also uses those words. The Mishnah says, Eisa Tavshil, Merev Yantif, V'Seimachalei Mishem Erev Tavshil, V'Seimachal V'Shabbos. The Mishnah says, V'Seimachal V'Shabbos. So you see, the word Seimachalav is L'chatchila dik away to say in Erev. That's what the Bach Taina is. But I see the Marshal Bavarz is Taina. Because the Mashal says in the Mishnah also, it's talking about a case where you didn't make a bracha, and you didn't make the tnai of v'hadei neruvi eshar alana. You didn't do that. You just made a tafshul. So the Mishnah is telling you a chiddush. even though all you did was made a tafshil, you didn't make a bracha on it, you didn't make a declaration, but since you made it specifically to be an Erev Tafshilin, so you could be samech on it. In our case, fakert, you didn't make it to be Erev Tafshilin. It was left over. So what does it mean, samech ol? Avad, they have to be masna, like the Mordechai says. And the Mordechai says, it means like, if I forget to make an Erev Tafshilin, this should be the Erev Tafshilin. So that's a b'di'evin. They're both b'di'evin. In the Mishnah, you made it l'shem Erev Tafshilin. It's a chashiv amaychel. And why is it b'di'evin? Because you didn't say clearly, you weren't masna clearly, it should be an Erev Tafshilin. You just made it for an Erev Tafshilin. That's telling you, chiddush, you could be samech on that. In that case, you didn't make it to be an Erev Tafshilin. It was b'shulei kedera. How does it become an Erev Tafshilin? You have to be masna Erev Yontif, like Rashi says. So what's the samech? The samech says, that's b'di'evin. Because you shouldn't be using this at all. You should be making a special tafsil for it. You see, there's two nuschais in the Achrayim, why it's b'di'evin. The Marshal says it's a bizayin. It's at least a mitzvah, it's a gnai. Using a very nachash of a thing. The Bach says, because you didn't make it l'shem Erev. L'chadchil, a mitzvah namufka to make it l'shem Erev. But l'chaira, this Marshal would only be l'shitase, that he holds that if you made it l'shem Erev, even though you never declared in it anything, it becomes an Erev automatically. Well, l'chadchil, you should say that it's an Erev. But the Ramah in Sifchaf is Mavur, that if you didn't say that it should be an Erev, it doesn't become an Erev. You have to say it should become an Erev to make it an Erev. So obviously you'll have to say like the Beis Yosef, that Seimech is the way the Mishnah says you make an Erev Tafshilin, it's not a Lashon B'di'evit. Now the Gemara goes right, though. Amar Rav Asi Amrav, Dogen K'tana Meluchim, Eimem Mishum Meshulei Nachrim. That if you have small salted fish like herring, there's no Meshulei Nachrim. And the reason is, Rashi says, because it's nechel kameishu chai, able to eat it even without any bishul ali de malchim because of the sultan. And then it says, Amar Rav Yosef, v'mtsalan nachri samachem shemeirev tefshilin. If a guy roasts it, you say mech mishemeirev tefshilin. And Rashi says, the shuri b'achila, because it's mutter b'achila. Now the Tzlach brings down, the Tyson of Eidazar, the Aflam Mechel says, we're not going to mtsalan nachri. Not going to say, mtsalan, if you roast them. Don't say mtsalan, whatever, guy has to roast it. And the Mashal says like this, because what would be the chiddush if a guy roasts it? The chiddush would be that it's not b'shulei nachrim. Really, she said it's not b'shulei nachrim. Why would you have to say again? You already said that it's not b'shulei nachrim. So it's not a chiddush. Now, the chiddush is that even though we go into b'shul nachrim, we say that it's not called a b'shul. Why? Because it's nachl k'may shulchai. So we would think that even if we go into Erev Tafshilin, it's also that way. You have to cook something which you couldn't eat when it's raw. Kamashma, no. In regard to Bishul Nachrim, we say that if it could be eaten raw, it's not called Bishul Nachrim. In regard to Erev Tafshilin, even though it could be eaten raw, but if you cook it, it still becomes a tafshil. And that's what the Peskim say, who would then tapuchim? If you cook apples, even though you can eat them raw, but we call it a tafshil. And the Mishabura points out, assuming that it's Malafis Ben Esapas. But Al Kopanim, the Taisus and Avei Dezer is bothered by the Lashidim Tzolim Nachrim. What do you need that for? Rashi's Mashmah is telling you Chiddush is Mutatit, but he already said that. He already said Emishim Bishalakim. So the Slach says, I think the Pshat's like this. Because you would think that really we have a Suffolk. Something was Nechel Kamei Shulchai. Does that have, and you cook it. Does that have a Din Bishal? Maybe it's a Suffolk. But Suffolk Derabana Lakula. So when it comes to Bishal Nachrim, we make them. We say, and if it's nechel k'may shulchai, it's not considered a bishul. When it comes to Erev Tafshilin, which is also the Rabbanan, we'll make it the other way. And we say that even though it's nechel k'may shulchai, we still consider it a bishul. We're going to go l'kula either way. But when you put them together, here you have dagim k'tanim meluchim, and a guy roasts them, so mimanav shach. If you're going to tell me that it's considered a bishul, so it's Bishul Akum. So it shouldn't be considered an Erev because it's Bishul Akum. You're not allowed to eat it. Elam, I am allowed to eat it because I don't consider it a Bishul. Oh, if the only reason why you're allowed to eat it is because you don't consider it a Bishul, so why are you considering a Bishul again by Erev Tafshilin? It should be tied to the Sasri. Elam, I, but the Gemara says no. Because not the Pshat, it's a Suffolk. In regard to Bishul Akum, we go by the Chashivas, whether it is Chasnas, Bishul Akum is Xerim Mishum Chasnas, like Rashi says, that maybe people will get married, they'll intermarry. So Mela, we say, they didn't really help you that much. It's not so, we could have eaten it without the Bishul, but it's not considered a Bishul, it is a Bishul.
It's not very helpful, Bishul. So now that's why it's mutter for Bishul Yaakov. And that's shaking the guy, the Erev Tevshilin. Doesn't matter that it wasn't helpful. The mice, it's Mavushul. It's not considered like you're doing the Bishul from Shabbos the end if you already started the Bishul before, even though the Bishul wasn't so helpful. So it's not the Pshat, it's like a Suffolk, and we go look cooler both ways when we put them together, Mimanam Shuk, it's a problem. It's the Vaday. In regard to Erev Tevshilin, we don't need a Bishul that helps so much. Any type of Bishul will do. In regard to Bishul Akim, if it's not a Bishul that helps so much, there's no problem of Chasness. That's the Pshat in the Gemara. He says he found later in the Shita Mekumetzis, Mamish is what? He says very Bekitzel, like Rishonim, the Chiddush is, you don't say it's Tartik Desasri. He says, I'm explaining what he means. Now there's another Chiddush here, which is implied, that when you have Dagim Ktana Meluchim, like you have herring, which are never cooked, they're made, you sold them, and they become edible. So then, that alone is not considered a Bishul. Now later we have a Braisa. The Gemara brings the rice, the tafshils, the tzliv, the fila kovah, shalak, and mavushal, the kulis, the spanim, shosal, chan, merv, yantiv. Tafshil is roasting, even kovah, shalak, and mavushal. So what's kovah? Kovah is pickled. Why is kovah good enough for Erev Tevshilin? Because it didn't kovah, come mavushal. So it comes out interesting. You have a pickle, or anything that's pickled in brine. It was never cooked. But yeah, we consider it cooked, because it's kovah. So why don't we say salted is also considered cooked? So the Magen Avraham says, because Magabe Yeri Day, we say this clot. We say, Muliach Hareyu Kirisech. Muliach is like it's boiling. It makes a bliya kadei klipa. Kavish Hareyu Kimavushal. Kavish is like it's cooked. It makes a bliya bakulai. So Muliach is like Risech. It's like it's boiling. It's like it's very hot, but it doesn't say it's cooked. Kavish, it says it's cooked. So Kavish is Kimavushal. But Muliach is not. Muliach is just Risech. Now, the Achreinim Abadid, the Chacham Tzvi, says he doesn't like this kolik, and the Chayinim explain because the Gemara there says Maliach Kirisech blames like Kirisech the Tzli, so Maliach should be like Tzli, like roasting, and roasting is considered a good enough Erev Tevshilin. But the Chayinim say it sounds like this: says Maliach Kirisech Kavish Kamavushul, and then explains Risech means Risech the Tzli, but Maliach is not Tzli. Maliach is Kirisech. What type of Risech? Risech the Tzli. It's not really Tzli. Now Shengen Kavish is Kamavushul. It's Mamish Mavushul. So in male, that's why it counts. Anyway, Lechari, that's what the Gemara is saying. Here, Maliach, it says, Im Tzalon, you could use it for Erev Tevshilin, Vice says before that you can't. And there it says before, so Kavish works. Then the Chachman Svi was being the fact that we were both there. He held there's no Chilik. So he held that maybe he can learn the Gemara later, when it says Kavish, it doesn't mean just Kavish. It means Kavish that's Mavushal. Kavish that's Shalok and Mavushal, because he's bothered. Why does it say Mavushal? Of course Mavushal. But he says, it doesn't mean that. It means if you take, it's the same chiddush here. Maliach alone is not good enough. When you're sullen, it's good. Kavish alone is not good enough. When you mevashel the kavish, then it's good. But the Maisa, he agrees, the Paiskim, the Rishainim, the Paiskim don't learn that way. He also declares that maybe you're not gairis here, dogim aluchim ktanim. You just gairis dogim ktanim, you bring such a girsa. But the Achreinim point out, the ikka girsa here is dogim aluchim ktanim. So maybe you're going to have to say like the Magen Avraham, that Maliach is not good enough, so you can't use herring for an Erev Tevshilin. Kavish is good enough, you could use pickles. The Mishnah Berurah points out that if the herring was kavish in the brine on the bottom of the barrel, so of course they're kavish, then you could use them. And now let's go into the big sugya here on Amud Beis, where the Gemara says that Erev Tevshilin needs das, but you only need das of the Meniach, you don't need the das Mishenichulai. The Gemara brings down Avuah the Shmuel, was Ma'ariv HaKulah the Nardah, Rabbam Yabashi was Ma'ariv HaKulah Tveria, Yaviyakov Vidi was Machriz Mishlechev, it should be Seimachami, and then you have the Samya, the blind one, that was Mesadim Asnisa Kamed de Mashmuel, and Mashmuel saw he was sad, and the first time he told him why he was sad, he said he didn't make an Erev Tevshilin, he said, Beseimachami, but the next year, when he didn't make an Erev Tevshilin, he said, you're a Pesheya. It's mutter for everyone else, it's also for you. So what's the pshat? We see here a pesheya can't be seimach on someone else, but the different mahalchim in the rishayim. Really, I think three perushim in the rishayim. Why not? The rush is not mamish in this gemara. The rush is late earlier on Simon days on the gemara of shulchan manas leinachal lelemish leniachayet v'shulin. So he says like this. He says someone who's supposed to make an after shulin doesn't make it. Don't send him any money because he's a pesheya. He says the chol adam chayv leniach erev teshuv ve'ein lo lismach agadol sheir shebniach akol bnei ir. He says you can't be Samech on the Gadol Eir, even though Avud Shmuel made for the whole Meridah, Rabbi Amir Vassi made for the whole Tveria, etc., but you can't be Samech on that. Everyone has to make their own Eir of Shilin. Now, what's the point of the Eir for everyone, for the Gadol Eir? That's just someone who's very busy, he wasn't able to be Meir if he forgot, but Lechatchila he can't be Samech on, he has to make his own Eir in his house. Now, if let's say Lechatchila he decided to be Samech on the Eir of the Gadol Eir, it's called a Pesheya, and it doesn't work, just like this Gemara of Usamya. So that's the Shita of the Rosh. Other Rishayim hold the way, the Arzeruah and the Ritzva and the Tur. And that's why they have the Shulchan Aruch Paskins and Siv Zayin, that the point of this Gemara is the Gadol Eir is good for someone who forgot, someone who's too busy, someone who's an Einus. The Shulchan Aruch brings down also someone who's never the Ruvay and someone who's an Am Aretz and didn't realize he can't be Samech Gadol Eir. All these are Nechlal. But someone who Lechatchila wants to be Samech Gadol Eir should know that he absolutely can't. He's a Beshe if he does, and it doesn't work with the Evid. And the Mishnah Berurah Sifkan Chafei says that when the Rosh says that everyone has to make their own Eir, if he doesn't mean it literally, because he can send a Shliach. Shliach Shalom Kamaisei. So why isn't the Gadol Eir considered a Shliach? The Teretz says, because you never asked him to be a Shliach, and he never told you he'll be a Shliach. He just did it without you knowing about it, so that's why he's not a Shliach. Einachanami, if you go over to the Gadol Eir, you go to the Rav, and you tell him, by the way, the main Erev Tavshilin for the Eir, please have me specifically in mind. So Zakhtar Mishaburah, that's fine. Because a Shliach could do it. And the Gadol Eir is just as good as any other Shliach. Shtikl Chiddush, but that's what he says. L'charitz Mukhrech. So the case where you can't be Samech is that when you had no interaction with the Gadol Eir, and he's not made it without consulting with you, and without you telling him anything, so then you can't be Samech, you have to make your own, or make your Shliach. If you made him a Shliach, it's good enough. Now, Al-Gopanim, that's the first pshat in the Gemara, that Gemara's telling you a klal, you have to make your own Erev. The Samech, the first Yomtiv forgot. All right, you can be Samech on the Gadol Eir. Second Yomtiv is already not considered to be forgetting, that's considered a pshia. A pshia, it doesn't work. Even if he wants it to work, it doesn't work. That's the first sheet of the Rosh. Now, the Ran learns differently. The Ran is also in the Vedas of Kaddish Larashma and also in the Ra'ah. Then he says like this. He says, I see you're sad. So if you're sad, Vaisis, you didn't want to be Samech on me. You knew I made an Erev. What are you sad? First year, Vaisis, this is how I'm living in the Ran. First year, he didn't know that Shmuel made an Erev. So in Mela, he's sad because he didn't realize there's any Erev. But the second year, you should have already known that I made an Erev. So why are you sad? The Tariq says, you didn't want to be Samech on my Erev. Oh, that's not my point. I don't make an Erev for people that don't want to be Samech on my Erev and want to make their own Erev. They should make their own Erev. I'm making the Erev for people who want to be Samech on my Erev. That's the problem. That's what the Ran says. So the Chari, you see two Yesaidis from the Ran, not like the Rush. The first Yesaid is that the Ran holds the Chachila could be Samech on the Gadol Eir. Because the only problem was because you and Megala Das that you don't want to be Samech on me. But if you want to be Samech on me, there's nothing wrong with that. And the second is that the only problem is, even if let's say somebody, this was a Mashman Niran, the Beis Yosef says this part is a Mukhrich, but this is Mashman Niran. Let's say someone stamped didn't make an Erev Tavshilin, but he didn't show that he didn't want to be Samech on the Gadol Eir. He stamped didn't make one. And then afterwards, on Yantif, he wakes up and he says, 1 second. I didn't make an Erev Tavshilin. But let's say he was Pesheya or Nezid. But then he decided to do tshuva. So then he could be Samech on the Gadol Eir. The problem is because you megalad das that you didn't want to be Samech on the Gadol Eir. But if you never megalad das, the fact that you didn't want to make an Erev, that alone is not a reason not to be Samech. But that's the second pshat. In other words, the Rosh's pshat is you're not allowed to be Samech on the Gadol Eir. So the first time you consider him an Einus on the Erev, but the second time he's already a Pesheya. The Ran says the pshat is allowed to be Samech Gadol Eir. The problem is he didn't want to be Samech Gadol Eir. That's why he was sad. Because he didn't want to. If you don't want to be Samech Gadol Eir, then the Gadol Eir doesn't have you in mind. The Baal Amar says the third pshat. The Baal Amar says this Samya wasn't in the Tchum. If he was in the Tchum, it would work. That's what's smashing the Baal Amar. There's no halacha b'chlal. If the Gadol Eir makes the Eir for you, it works no matter what. Whether you want to be Samech, whether you don't want to be Samech, whether you're Pesheya, and you allow the Chachila to be Samech. Baal Amar is the most cool digger pshat, I think. He just says, what did Shmuel mean when he said Smeich Adidi? This is the big Mechudish, the Kipshat. Not be Smeich my Erev Tavshilin. Smeich Adidi means I'm inviting you to my house for the meals. You didn't make an Erev Tavshilin? Oh, yeah, yeah. So come to my house for Shabbos. Smeich Adidi. So then, the next year, he's again said, so Shmuel says, nah, now you're a Peshay. First year, I believed you were an Einus. You didn't make it again, you're a Peshay. If you're a Peshay, I'm not inviting you. I don't invite you to my Suda. And that's what the Gemara said before, only to someone who couldn't have made an Erev Tavshilin, he was an Einus, if he was a Peshay, so then you don't send him Anus. So according to Bala Amar, there's nothing in the Gemara about that the Erev Tavshilin not working altogether. Erev Tavshilin anyway couldn't work. The Sami wasn't in his tchum. But the pshat was, Smeich Adidi means, you're invited to my house for Shabbos. And now that you're a Pesheya, so you're not invited. I don't want to invite a Pesheya. I'm not responsible for a Pesheya. And I think the Rambam holds this way. Because the Rambam leaves out this entirely. The Rambam doesn't mean anything about a Pesheya, not the Rosh's pshat, not the Ram's pshat, not any pshat. Why do you leave out a halacha in the Gemara? Well, however you understood the Gemara. But there's a halacha. That a Peshay can't be Samech and Erev Tavshilin. Vayis is no such thing. It's not Halacha and Hilchus Erev Tavshilin Bechlal. A Peshay, if has the same dinim as anyone else, the Gavi being Samech and the God Aliyah. Now, Vash state in the Gemara. And Sami anyway, like the Balamar says, Sami anyway wasn't in his Tchum. He didn't make the Erev for him. Smeich Adidi means you're invited for Shabbos. Peshay At means you're not invited for Shabbos. And I guess the Ram didn't have to bring down that Halacha. It's not really a Halacha. It's just anoga that shulchan manas leinachalei. Have rechmanas on the people that didn't make an Erev Tavshilin, but if they could have made Erev Tavshilin, so we don't have much rechmanas on them. But the Rambam didn't bring it. It's not mamash halacha. That's how I would think Pshat in the Rambam is. Now, what does Rashi mean? Rashi says that ein daiti al mezidim apayshim she'enim charedim adivei chachamim. So kipshuta yilinip Rashi is in the middle between the Rosh and the Ran. On one hand, Rashi is mavur like the Rosh that you're not allowed the chatchila to be samech on the gadolier. Why did he call the samya a pesheya that he's not mezidim v'payishim shein nechavedim adivei chachamim? Because why can't you say that the samya knew that Shmuel made an eriv? Sounds like even though samya knew Shmuel made an eriv, but he has to make his own eriv. Hazei is mashma. It's impossible to learn the Rosh like the Ran, that he was Peshay because he himself happened not to want to be Seimich on him, because he doesn't say it at all. It's actually that it's not because he didn't make an Erev. But on the other hand, the Rosh is Mavur that there's no way the Gadol could make an Erev for such a person. Chazal said no. Chazal said if you could make an Erev on your own, if you're not an Einus or a Shakach or whatever it is, then no one's allowed to make an Erev for you. Rashi's mashma ein daiti. I don't have that in mind. But it's mashma if you would have lehedi in mind, even for Baishim, it would work. And that's not like the Rosh. That lechair is like the Rat. And the Beisheis learns this way in Rashi. He says, also the Chuvah Rashi says, kol shayim beferish daiti al Baishim mahani. The Maisa, the Mishnah Berurah brings down in Sharetzin, Simtavka Chov Zayin Sivkat Lam Zayin, that the Arzurua here and the Shabbal Elekit Simration Bav, they held Rashi was exactly like the Rosh. Maisa's the Ain Daiti is like Lav Dafka, not because I happen not to want to. I had no way I could do it. My Erev doesn't work for the Mezidu Apaish. We still go Shred Lashin Ain Daiti. But that's a Maisa Machlekis Apaishkim in Sheetis Rashi. If Ilahedu wants to be Ma'arev for the Apaishim, could he do it? The Beis Yosef learns, and the Chuvah Rashi doesn't say clearly in Rashi that it would work, and the Mishmur brings the Arzuru and the Shbali Leket learn that no, Rashi holds like the Rosh that it won't work. But the Maisa Rashi also seems to hold like the Rosh that Al Kapanim he's not allowed to be Samech on the God of the Year. He's considered a Pesheya, he's considered amazing, he's not a Chared Mechamim, even if he knows the God of the Year made the Erev. Now, Malacha, like we said, the Shulchan Aruch passes like the Rosh. The Shulchan Aruch brings the case of Shakach Enenes when the Gadolier works. He also says, by Niach Erev Va'avet, it works. Now, Lechayr, if the Pshat is that Lechatchil, you have to make your own Erev, so it's Pashat that by Avet, Ba'inis, Avadet, that would work. The thing I was wondering is Lefi the Ran that says the Gadolier works only if you want to be Samech on the Gadolier. if you bedavka want to make your own area, if it doesn't work, so the chayr, that should apply to Ovid as well. But they say it brings from the kol by no, that only applies if you don't end up making an Erev. And you didn't want to be saying mechana gadol ir, and you ended up not making your own Erev, so then you're stuck. But if you made your own Erev, but it was nevad, somehow then you could be saying mechana gadol ir. I'm not 100% sure why, but that's just brought down. So if yishakach yinenes, it was avad, or an ama oritz, it doesn't know the halacha that you can't be saying mechana gadol ir, all that would work. But if you're a pasha, so then it doesn't work, even with the avad. So the Magen Avram makes a chilek, he says, and he brings this mashal, if you pasha machmas atzlus, it's called a pshia. So he says, shakach machmas atzlus. He says, I shakach is called an einus. He says, why is the chilting shakach machmas atzlus or not? I don't know exactly what that means. If you forget machmas atzlus. But that's a pshak of the Shulchan Aruch. Now, Mishnah Berurah is very interesting. Mishnah Berurah brings down a Sivan Gan Chavav. He says, Harvey Paiskam, well, you could be saying Mechachil on the Gadol Shabir, which is the Rambam, like we said, the Rajba, the Ran, the Balamar, the Ra, the Shabbalai Lekha, the Me'iri. They all hold that the Pshat and the Gemara is either, like we said, from the Ran, the Ra, and the Rajba, because he didn't want to be saying Mechachil on the Gadol Ir, or, like we said, from the Balamar, and I think the Ram holds that way, it's done. He couldn't, in this case, he wasn't Echel on the Erev, and the Smeich Elidi means to be invited me for the Shabbos Suda. But otherwise, you could be saying on the gadol ir. So he says, "Lashon efshet b'di'evid yesh lismach ha'peskim el lahakam b'shem simchas yamdiv." So I wasn't sure what he means. L'chayiv b'di'evid means that you're planning on making your avada chachili mechuyiv to make your own eriv. In case punkt you didn't, even though it was b'pshia b'di'evid, you could be saying. But l'chayiv, if you were planning on making your own eriv because the Mishnah Berurah told you to make an eriv, and somehow you forgot, and let's say it was considered a pshia, so even according to the Ran and the Rajman and the Ra'ah, it wouldn't work, because you're Megaladas, you don't want to be saying Mechan the Gadol Ir, because you want to be Machmer like the Shulchan Aruch, like the Rosh, like the Arizaruah, like the Ritzvah, like Rashi, that you don't want to be saying Mechan the Gadol Ir. So what does it mean that the Evan, you can be saying Mechan the Gadol Ir? These Paiskim, well, Mechachila can be Samech on the Gadol Ir, but if you're naming unlike the Paiskim, you can't be Samech on the Gadol Ir. So what's the case where you want the Evid to be Samech on the Gadol Ir? The Pshat is, if he was an Einus, everyone knows he could be Samech on the Gadol Ir. Elamai, he was a Peshia. If he was a Peshia, and he wasn't planning on being Samech on the Gadol Ir, Lechai, according to everyone, he can't be Samech on the Gadol Ir. Unless he means a Svara, which is the way the Knesset Cheskel says, that today everyone reads the Nusach and the Siddur, and they make an area for everybody in the ear. And I guess at least you have to be mezaka also. But I guess the assumption is that people are mezaka, and everyone has in mind all the patient. That's what Knesset Cheskel says in Simon Chaf Aleph. And it mainly also can be Simach on that. But the Mishmur doesn't bring that. The Mishmur doesn't bring the Paiskim. The Mishmur doesn't bring the Shaila. There's two Shailas. One Shaila is the Yilach Achilu B'Simach Adalir. And the second Shaila is if the God of the ear has a mind to work for the patient, does that work? The Rosh is Machma both these Shailas. The Mishnah Berurah only brings the shaila about lechachila being samech on the gadol ir, but the eved that's not negeya, because the eved already is not lechachila, and they'll say, okay, so the eved you can be samech gadol ir. If you were pesheya, but you were planning on being samech gadol ir, lechari according to everyone, you can't be samech gadol ir. That's always bothering me with this Mishnah Berurah. I think you can be ash of it, but ain't kamakom maharich. Just one more thing, that the sami was called the pesheya because he forgot two times. So, the Eli Rabbi brings that halacha, that someone who forgets once, he's called an Einus, someone who forgets twice, he's called a Peshay. Mishnah Berurah brings it also. But it's not 100% clear, does the two times have to be consecutive, or twice in his whole life, is that also called a Peshay? So, Achreinim speak about it, it's interesting, the Mishnah Berurah doesn't make a remez about this at all. The Chai Odom and Nishmas Odom first wants to make a diik from Rashi. Rashi says l'shana. Rashi is l'shana acheres for the next year. Rosh Hashanah haya. So that means what was the case of the samya that he forgot one Rosh Hashanah, and he forgot the next year Rosh Hashanah. So I was like, any time Rosh Hashanah is Thursday, Friday, Shabbos, so is Sukkot, so is Shmini Atzeres, and so that means he only missed the next year Rosh Hashanah. But I say Sukkot and Shmini Atzeres, he didn't miss, and he's still called the b'shei. He missed twice, and they weren't consecutive. So that's the Chayyar Raya, they don't have to be consecutive. But the Mishnah's other brings that the Rashba says, Pam Achar Pam, it's Mashmini consecutive. And he's not sure, but he says that maybe Rashi is not Mukhrach, because maybe Lashana Acharis means it's Rosh Hashanah of the next year, but the previous time was on Pesach of the next year, so it's takis consecutive. The Knesset Cheskel says punk vaker. He says Rashi means vaker. Why did Rashi say it was Rosh Hashanah? Because Lashana means the next year, right? And Rashi was bothered, so it's not consecutive. So Rashi says Lashana means the next year, meaning it's Rosh Hashanah, but not that it's a year afterwards, the same yontif in the next year. It means it's the next year, meaning it's Rosh Hashanah. So what happened before Rosh Hashanah? What happened on Rosh Hashanah? So else it's cool the next year, but it was consecutive. And that's what he holds, that he holds if someone forgot twice Erev Tov Shilim, but it wasn't consecutive, he's not called a Bishay, and he's saying on that, but serious for the fact that he brings the Peskin, that holds even the Chachilik, he'd be saying on the God of the year.